Next case, please.
Case number 13040, Old Bay Road LLC, seeks variances from the front yard setback for a proposed structure and the landscape buffer requirements in the combined highway overlay zone for a proposed structure. Section 115.77.1, 115.82, 115.182, and 115.194.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Coastal Highway and the northeast side of Old Bay Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C1. Tax parcel is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 215. The applicant is seeking a 20-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement and a 10-foot variance from the 20-foot buffer zone requirement. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, I'll get you sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Webster Gray, 101 Brentwater Road, Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Chris Pfeiffer, 12 Brittany Lane, Berlin, Maryland.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt, a local attorney here in Georgetown with a law firm of Morris James. This evening, I am representing Grayway Developers, LLC, the contract purchasers of the property that is the subject of tonight's application as it was just introduced. This application and the one preceding it, I guess, belie the nature of this area because it's referred to as the Forgotten Mile, and apparently there's back-to-back consecutive applications for this area. I don't think anybody's ever sure where the Forgotten Mile begins and ends, but both Mr. Davidson and this application seem well qualified to sit in this area between Rehoboth Beach and Dewey Beach. As they were just introduced, with me here tonight is Webb Gray, principal of the applicant, and then Chris Pfeiffer, professional engineer with George Miles and Buer, who are the project engineers. To help orient everyone, the roadway that you see running diagonally across the screen from top to bottom is, of course, Coastal Highway or Route 1. This property is outlined in blue about the middle of the page. The roadway that sits to the west of this property is Old Bay Road. And just if you to help orient people, if you're more oriented towards commercial businesses, at Route 1, at the top of the screen, the three white roofed buildings that you see are the Tidal Wave store, which is the beach sort of knick-knack store that exists there. Then there's a series of stores that ends with El Azteca. The area that you can see that looks like it's empty is actually not empty. There's actually a housing development that's there now, Spring Lake, which also extends behind that. Of course, after Spring Lake is this property outlined in blue. Following this property, there is a Valero gas station, and then just past the gas station is the Dunes Hotel, which I believe used to be one of the Siesta motels that existed along Route 1. Switching over to the other side of Route 1, right across from that hotel, there is a sort of a corresponding Country Inn and Suites. And then on the other side, again, the eastern side of Route 1, there's a Rehoboth Ale House, Wirtz & Company, Fippin's, Just in Time, Bellinger's, and then right across from where Spring Lake is, just a little bit north of this property, is the Rehoboth Beach Plaza, which many people would know as the former location of Ames and a few other stores that were in that plaza over time. As you can see, this is a mixture of commercial businesses along Route 1, and then as it spreads out from Route 1, residential uses. Looking at the second slide, the one at the bottom half of the screen, you can see the Sussex County zoning map, which of course reflects that mixture of uses. Of course, the red area right along both sides of Route 1 is the county's C1 general commercial district. Moving to the east, it's a yellowish color. That is the county's MR, medium density residential district. And then on the western side of Route 1, you can see, I believe it's orange color, is the county's HR1 high density residential district. And just off the bottom of the screen is There is some GR, which I apparently can't align the screen and the mouse. There, thank you. But there is some GR, general residential, but all of the zoning classifications in this area are GR, MR, and HR are immediately around this property, which are the county's medium and higher density residential zoning classifications. When this application was originally filed, there were four variances that were sought, and that was treating Route 1 as the front of this property, as you would inherently or naturally think it is. Because the proposed entrance into this property is from Old Bay Road, Old Bay Road will be treated as the front of this property, which will make Route 1, ironically, the rear of this property for this application. That reduced the number of variance applications this evening from four to three, as there is no need for a variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback that would exist on Route 1. So the variance application this evening is for 30 feet from the 40-foot variance front yard setback for Old Bay Road. And there is also a request for relief of 10 feet from the 20-foot CHCOZ, Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone, and then, as the commission is likely familiar, within the Combined Corridor Highway Overlay Zone, there is a planting requirement of 22 plants for every 100 feet. There's a mixture that's required of deciduous or evergreens, and then a certain number of shrubs. And because the request is to reduce the width of that from 20 feet to 10 feet, or 50%, there's a corresponding request to reduce the planting requirement by the same amount so that the plants are not overcrowded and will survive within that area. With those three variance applications that are in front of the board, this is a survey of the property. You can see Route 1 and Old Bay Road. As you can see, the property is shaped like a triangle. It's a very narrow and shallow lot, particularly, of course, at the northern end of the triangle. I asked the engineers for the property to show what the building envelope for this property is if the entrance is oriented off of Old Bay Road. You can see in red the 40-foot front yard setback from Old Bay Road, and then, of course, the 10-foot, I'm sure that serves a 20-foot setback is in red, which is the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The 10-foot setback can be met along Old Bay Road. In addition, of course, the 10-foot side yard setback to the south of the property can also be met. But what's left, of course, is a very narrow triangle, which does not afford the opportunity to use this property appropriately. In working with the engineers for the property, a concept plan was developed for the site. As you can see, the entrance is oriented off of Old Bay Road, and with the proposed variances to this property, again, that's showing a 10-foot front yard setback on Old Bay Road, and then meeting the required 10-foot rear yard setback, with about 5 feet between the 10-foot setback along Route 1 and the side of the building. The reason for that additional 5 feet was to allow individuals in the future to be able to maintain the CHCOZ area as well as the building without being too close to the property line and right-of-way for Route 1. This is not the first time that this property has been in front of the Board of Adjustment. In 2003, there was an application filed that sought to have the building approximately where you see it on the screen presently, but that building was proposed to be a mixture of retail on the first floor and then residential units on floors above that. This concept that you see on the screens would solely be a residential use of the property. There would not be any commercial involved with this evening's application or the concept that you see on the screens around the room. In 2003, the board granted The requested variance by a vote of 5-0, the board granted, and that building was oriented towards Route 1, and so it had a 60-foot front yard setback from Route 1. And of course, if you were to apply a 60-foot front yard, there really is no buildable envelope that's left on this property. But the variances that were granted in 2003 were a 47.7-foot variance from Route 1. Again, essentially the building is right where you see it on the screen right now. There was a 20-foot variance from Old Bay Road, and then there was also a variance of a little less than a foot, 0.67 feet, from the side yard setback to the southern end of that property. And again, that was case number 8147 in 2003. Of course, if you drive by this property now, it is vacant. There are no buildings. There were buildings there many years ago, but they have been removed. And the project that was proposed in 2003 did not move forward, which is why we are back here tonight seeking variances to the building envelope for this property. As the board is familiar, there are the five factors for the granting of a variance. The first is the uniqueness of the property. Certainly this property qualifies in every sense of the word for being unique. It is, while a triangle itself is not a unique shape, of course, having a triangular shaped property and trying to build on it is a unique situation, obviously because of the narrowness and shallowness that the triangular shape creates. At the widest portion of this lot, the very southern end, it reaches only a depth of 101 feet, which of course is the widest portion. And if it could carry that forward and not end in a triangle, it was a rectangle, it would be a much more viable parcel without a variance application. The second criteria is that the property cannot otherwise be developed in order to or the application and variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. And certainly, when you looked at the surrounding area, a building of this nature is in keeping with and the reasonable use of this property along Route 1. Even the prior application that was in front of the board, which was a mixture of the commercial and the residential, all of those uses are appropriate. And a variance is necessary to enable those to occur. The third criteria is that the situation was not created by the applicant. Certainly the shape of this lot was not created by the applicant. The shape of this lot is created by the intersection at the angle that Old Bay Road extends from Route 1 in this area. The fourth criteria is whether or not the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the proposed variance will certainly not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. At the beginning of my application presentation, I reviewed the uses in the area, and this is a mixture of residential and commercial uses on this portion of Route 1 between Rehoboth Beach and Dewey Beach, and proposing a residential structure, a multifamily structure in this area is consistent with the character of the neighborhood and consistent with Spring Lake immediately to the north and west of the site. The fifth factor is that it's the minimum variance that will afford relief. As described during the application, this is the minimum that will allow for this property to be used in a ordinary fashion for properties along this area of Route 1. And in fact, with respect to that, these variances are less than the variances that were sought with the 2003 application. That those variances, again, were a little over 47 feet from Route 1, 20 feet from Old Bay Road, and then a small variance of less than a foot from the side yard. And in this circumstance, it's 30 feet from Old Bay Road, and no variance is necessary from Route 1. But then there are the variances related to the combined highway corridor overlay zone so that that area can be appropriately landscaped and then maintained and not overcrowded with vegetation. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Gray if he would approach. Mr. Gray, you've heard the information presented to the board this evening. Was the application presented accurately and what was said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it was.
All right, thank you. That concludes our presentation. Myself, Mr. Pfeiffer, and Mr. Gray are happy to answer any questions that members of the board may have.
Questions? You may have mentioned it, but what is the proposed use of the building?
Sure, it's a multifamily unit or use. There'd be apartments in
there. Okay.
Or condos, either condos or apartments. But
how many units are you proposing?
As you see it configured there, there'd be five. And then this gets into site plan review, but that's the appropriate size parking area for those five units because it's based on the number of bedrooms and such.
When was the property purchased?
My client is the contract purchaser. The original purchase was...
Application says...
2005 is on the application. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The landscaping plan, I believe, along coastal there, that's... there's a sidewalk that goes along coastal, correct, along that?
There's...
no concern about what's being planned and landscape growing into a sidewalk or... I'm assuming that that's been taken into consideration in terms of what we're going to do.
It has. And, you know, the combined highway corridor overlay zone exists in many areas where there are sidewalks all along Route 1 and then 113 and 13. So, yes, that gets taken into consideration. Ultimately, Mr. Pfeiffer and the landscape architect would design the appropriate plantings. And DelDOT will have, as you heard from the last application, DelDOT will have a role in that process to make sure those are appropriate. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And my last question, the property owner in 214, next to it at the base of the triangle, you would, there. One of the variances that you requested in the was the parking area as it applies. Has there been any conversation with that neighbor?
There is not a variance associated with the parking area.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the site plan. It looks as though the parking goes into the building line.
But there's
nothing necessary there.
Yeah, okay. Parking can be outside the building.
I'll stay with my question then. Any conversation with the neighbor next door?
There have been conversations with the neighbor, but I don't know about they were specific about screening of that, but certainly I've made a note, but we can make sure that's appropriately screened and landscaped, you know, the area there between the parking and that neighbor to the south.
Thank you.
Does traffic flow in both directions on Old Bay, you know?
Yes.
It's a two-lane road. And it looks like you at the end of Old Bay, you can cross Route 1 to travel north. Any concern, line of sight at the end of Old Bay now with a building there and a vegetative buffer?
The site plan hasn't been developed that far to seek agency approvals through DelDOT. I'll ask Mr. Pfeiffer if he wants to address what that intersection would look like in the crossover of Route 1 there at the end of Old Bay Road. I think it's an unusual turning motion that would exist there at Old Bay Road. I don't know if Mr. Pfeiffer, if you could introduce yourself.
Chris Pfeiffer, professional engineer with George Miles and Beer. So we would look into that with DelDOT and seek their approvals for any issues considering site distance, that kind of thing.
Okay. Sharp?
One thing I was looking at on this was the building doesn't show any HVAC or steps. Has that been, and I ask that because, you know, depending on where they are, that may necessitate a variance also from the front yard or the rear yard. I doubt the side yard, but perhaps the front or the rear. Has that been taken into consideration in the development process here?
It has been taken into consideration, and the building envelope is intended to incorporate those, and that's why the dimensions that were sought were sought. But yes, it was part of the general concept. The exact architecture, of course, has not been determined or decided as far as spending the dollars on that. But knowing that the building footprint and those items that you mentioned, Mr. Sharp, will fit within that envelope, yes.
Okay, so nothing will go beyond what you're requesting then, is
correct. Right.
Looking at Route 1 there, and I know Dr. Carson mentioned there's the sidewalk. Is there any additional land between the front property line and the edge of paving Route 1? Or is it just the sidewalk there?
It appeared in looking at the survey that the sidewalk's pretty much right at the edge of the right-of-way. So it's the opposite on Old Bay Road. On Old Bay Road, there is the right-of-way line has some area between the actual paved area of Old Bay Road and then the actual right-of-way line for the property, as you typically see on.
Do we know how much that gap is?
I'm going to defer to Mr. Pfeiffer on that question.
I don't off the top of my head, but I can look.
I didn't either, which is why I deferred to him. I was hoping you could scale that by eye.
No.
I mean, it looks like it would be about 10 feet, but I
yeah, it's about 10 feet. Right about 10 feet, just based off the setback that we're showing there.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Questions? That complete your presentation?
That does complete our presentation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take a seat. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions from the board? Not seeing any. At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 13040 for Old Bay Road, LLC. And we are looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13040 for Old Bay Road, LLC. The property does have unique physical conditions. For obvious reasons, it's not been caused by the applicant, and the exceptional, practical difficulty has not been created at all by applicant. The variance represents the minimum variances that I see needed to proceed with this.
Second.
So we got a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye. For the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Levengeth?
Aye also.
Aye too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13040 has been approved.